The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and home buyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the Home of the Week, the Good News, and Current Market Updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And Jason, happy Sunday to you, my friend. Memorial Day weekend, beautiful weekend.
Happy Memorial Day. What have you been doing?
Well, it's Meat Fest weekend. It's Memorial Day Meat Fest at my house.
Meat Fest.
Memorial Day Meat Fest.
Sounds like I need to head down. I'm going to be needing the address.
Hear me out on this, all right?
Okay.
I'm doing a mac and cheese stuffed elk meatloaf.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I actually have macaroni and cheese inside the meatloaf.
Oh my gosh.
Done on the smoker, wrapped inside of a bacon weave. Go on. Okay, I know.
Does that come with a side of that blood thinner?
Yeah. I'm also doing a swine apple.
A swine apple?
I hollow out a pineapple like a pumpkin.
Uh-huh.
Peel the rind off of it, hollow out like a pumpkin, stuff it with pork loin, marinated pork loin.
Oh my gosh.
And then wrap that in bacon and smoke that.
Oh my God. So let me ask you a question. When it comes to pizza, do you like pineapple on pizza?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Oh God.
I just like pineapple.
I'm going to have to leave.
But
no, I'm just kidding.
It's blasphemy.
That is blasphemy.
The swine apple is going to turn out.
That's going to be good. Now, if you go out onto your smoker and you open up the lid and the smoke clears and that thing is missing, it wasn't me.
Yeah, right. Wait a minute.
It was not me. Like
when the coyotes in the neighborhood start to learn how to open up the smoke.
I got to apologize, man. I mean, I've been sniffling for the last 2 weeks because we tilled our field, we rolled it, we planted, and I got more field dust up the old noggin.
Yeah.
But by golly, I'm going to have some hay. The little shoots are coming up.
Start planting seeds in your nose.
I would like to. If you'd have told me 2 years ago, I'd even know how to drive a tractor. I haven't killed anybody yet, and it'd be unbelievable. I mean, I wouldn't have believed you.
Well, on top of that, I mean, you're busy in the farming business, but you're also busy in the real estate business.
Yeah, we're just, you know, the harder you work and the better you treat people, the busier you get.
Well, it's just like farming, right?
Exactly.
The harder you work, the better the crop.
There's nothing I love more than watching the wildlife react to the shoots, and you know, we've got geese and ducks landing out there already, you know, destroying my crop, but I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And you know, really, you know, that is you know, I guess that's my contribution to the valley there. 30% loss, you know, crop loss. But it's funny because I'm the kind of guy that's going out there. This has nothing to do with real estate, but it's funny, so what the heck, you know, we don't want to bore people for the whole 30 minutes, right? So I go out there, and I was out there with the irrigation guy a couple weeks ago, and he was helping me with some piping. And he goes, "Do you know something?" He goes, "You're the only dude I know that pretends like he's a farmer." I said, "Now let's get this straight. I definitely admit that I'm pretending I know what I'm doing. I'm like a YouTube farmer, you know. Yeah, I learned everything on YouTube." He goes, "You tiptoe out there trying not to step on stuff, and there's 20 million things popping up, you know." I'm like, "I'm killing them, you know." Stepping up.
It's like you're walking through your wife's garden or something.
So he's like, he goes, "You're an idiot." And I'm like, "Gosh, I work so hard. You know, the seed's expensive, the fertilizer's expensive. You know, you want it to come up."
Yeah.
So anyways, no, but I'm you know, there's just something to be said for getting out into the country and just smelling dirt, man. Yeah. You know, there's just something to be said. I can't, it's so therapeutic and
smelling dirt.
It's pretty awesome.
Well, you wouldn't have so much dust in your nose if you weren't just out there smelling the dirt.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I just get down there and just, man, I'll tell you, you know, this is some, this is some really good loam.
So, anyway. Well, like we were saying, though, like it's, you reap what you sow.
Yeah, you reap what you sow.
And you hard at work on the farm, you're also hard at work in real estate. So what's the state of the market right now?
You know, it's I sent a newsletter out to my and just throw something at me. I know every now and again we go and do a commercial, but here's what's going on. I would venture to guess 3 months ago we were in here and we're going, yeah, there's 30, 40 homes for sale, you know, total in the county. And then it went up, you know, even I think just like two or three shows ago, It was in the 60s.
Yeah, I was
gonna say, right. So it doubled, right?
Yeah.
And so I just did it, and it's at 170.
Wow.
Boo! What's funny is
that those are homes for sale.
Yep, that's right. Not, yeah, so you get condo, townhome, home. But yeah, if you just do houses, it's 140 in the county.
Wow.
But that's still nearly a quadrupling of inventory. And here I was, if you go back and you replay it, and I said, I really believe that we're going to see a tripling or a quadrupling of inventory. And so people say, well, that's just spring. Well, no, it's not. We're starting to sense, because we're in the trenches, we've been able to help very close to 70 families so far this year, if you can believe that.
In 2022.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what they say, and everybody's business is down. Now the prices are up, and so there's a general complacency, I would venture to guess, amongst real estate agents, because maybe they're making more because, it used to be 300s, now 600, so the commissions are more. Mm-hmm. And that isn't why we should get out of bed going, oh, today I hope I can, it's not about the commission. It's about making sure that person's biggest asset is handled correctly. That's what we, that's our number one goal. But at the end of the day, a lot of complacency sets in. There were 600 less sides or 300 more or less homes. So there's two sides per home, a buyer side, a seller side. A seller usually doesn't buy his own home. So you know what I mean? It could be a thing, right. But right now that doesn't happen that much. I guess if your price is too high, you are the highest bidder.
Yeah.
I guess there's that, So I guess, there's always that dynamic. But the fact is, we're starting to see, I don't even know where, I was just having an ADHD moment, but we're starting to have one of many that I'll probably have over the next few minutes. When you quadruple the inventory, things start happening. We're starting to see all over the place these price reductions. We're going to talk about opportunity through that this show. We're going to talk about things to watch out for, and because I want people to draw their own conclusions, and we talk about this. But the thing I would say is there's really no cause for alarm, but there your hackles should be starting to go up just a little tiny bit, and that's one of the things. But yeah, we've a lot of people. Oh, so that's what I was talking about. Thank you for the squirrel ran back in front of me the other way. Yeah, I know. You see
the gerbil in your head.
Yeah, I know. I should probably spit it out. So we did 300 less sales. That's what I was.
Okay.
That's why you got to remind me what I was just saying. Okay. So, but 300 less sales or 600 less sides. And so that would be the equivalent of, maybe a 20%, 15 or 20% reduction in sales. Mm-hmm. So everybody thinks it's going crazy out there, but there's actually less sales, less inventory, because a lot of people are sitting there, either waiting for the peak. Okay. And we are there, in my humble opinion, ladies and gentlemen, or they're just like, I do not believe that I'm going to be able to find a home. I'm not waiting for the peak. I'm just waiting to not be homeless.
Right.
You know, and we've probably talked about that 5 or 10 times or a minute per show. But what the interesting dynamic that I've noticed, and again, after the break, we'll really dive into this, buyers that have been holding out, waiting to buy, are actually getting their offers approved right now, which is like, we've put more buyers under contract in the last week than I think
we have.
You're
saying the needle's starting to move the other way a little bit?
Yeah, so it's not a buyer's market,
no,
but it's becoming less of a seller's market.
Yeah.
And in how I gauge that is if our average showings per home was, let's just say, for example, 20, which is probably close, 20 showings per home in the first week or so. Super high end homes, $2 million homes or whatever, aren't typically getting 20, right?
Yeah.
But you'll get 4 or 5. Are now down to 5 showings from 20. So we were having 20 showings, now we're having 5, even with great marketing, that we do and everything else. Remember, the P&L I'm going to bring in here one day, and you're going to slap me upside the head with it, right? And what we spend on internet marketing and marketing for our sellers. But the fact of the matter is that it is.
That's what's causing the price
reduction.
Yeah,
the price. So what's happening is when there's only 5 showings, you're not getting 5 to 10 offers. If there's only been 5 showings, you're not going to get 10 offers, right?
Yeah.
You're going to get a maximum of 5, right? So our offers are down, 50 to 75%. Our showings are down
from where they were
just a month ago.
Yeah.
And it's attributed to the interest rates going into the mid fives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really what it is. Plus just general life being more expensive for people.
I've been starting to feel it, man.
I know.
I'm telling you.
Well, you come up from the bitter Bitterroot every day. Bill, like, yeah, you come up from the Bitterroot every day. So do I. You know, I mean, I just, I mean, it's, you know, it's $100 to fill the Yukon. You know, it is. I went to get diesel for my tractor the other day. It was $200 to fill up. I don't know. It's like five, even for the off-road diesel, it's just over $5 a gallon.
Still, yeah.
Can you believe that? It was like $2 when I first, you know, first bought that place.
I mean, I have a pretty good gauge on my grocery budget. Yeah. And then you can tell that that's definitely been increased.
Well, I mean, with things like pork inside of a pineapple and stuff, anything. I mean, it's just going through
avocados.
The roof. This is going to be a Memorial Day you never forget.
Yeah.
Because you look at your grocery bill.
Thankfully, most of the stuff, I mean, outside of the pineapple and the pork, thankfully, most of the stuff involved in my Memorial Day meat fest isn't something I harvested
you
myself.
You harvested yourself. So. Well, yeah, I'm still waiting for, you know, the bow lesson.
Yeah, we got to do some archery
I'm
lessons
I'm trying not
here.
To shoot a neighbor here.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, Jason. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what you got planned as far as with the team and everything, yep. And we're going to dive more into the market in general.
I wrote a newsletter to my database, and we're going to go, I'm just basically going to read off the newsletter, but what I'm telling everybody and informing them in a more logical, less ADHD manner.
You got it.
We'll be back after this.
Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker.
Hey, if you're even thinking of selling your home, well, you need to know all of your options. That's why there is one source that I look to for the best advice on the local real estate market. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. What's the latest news in real estate?
Sean, the good news is when you have great marketing, what's happening in the market doesn't matter that much. That said, we're seeing rising interest rates that has removed approximately 30% of the buyers from the market, and that's going to continue.
How does that impact sellers today?
Simply put, this is the last chance to sell, I believe, for top dollar. Less buyers means less showings, less offers over asking price, and we can still help get you over asking price with our amazing marketing.
All right, as always, thanks for the insight. He knows how to cut through all of the talk and to give you accurate information. So call the agent I recommend. Call Jason at 552-4443. That's 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, we were talking about this newsletter.
Yes.
You got out for, is it for your clients and for...
Yeah, I try to do it quarterly, which means every other year. No, I'm just kidding.
When's the next Olympics?
That's right, yeah. I write them on a leap year. We just sent out a couple thousand newsletters and,
it lays out kind of your plan of attack?
It does, yeah. I mean, the first paragraph, it says that the real estate market is seeing changes in every single way. Our parent company just, received a large investment, and one of the perks to that is we get to, from an investor's angle, really hear what's going on in the market. And there's some really strange things that they've never seen before, going on in this market. Now, what we don't have this time is we do not have a foreclosure debacle. We do not see that.
Not like 2008.
Because the reason why there were so many foreclosures there is if you could fog a mirror, you could get a loan.
Right.
Right. So there were so many mortgage defaults because people actually didn't have a job and they were being given $1 million to go buy a home. Well, how are you going to pay for it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, there's just this thing called, real income and real payments,
Right.
So it is changing. And so, when I attended a seminar, and I may have used this joke last week, and I do that. My wife will tell you, I use the same jokes over and over again.
I get the same thing, right?
She's like, God, I've heard that I've heard that 1,000 times. So, but my mentor, my business partner, said I've predicted 13 out of the last 3 recessions, but now they say there's an 80% chance we are moving into a recession. This is coming from the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you can just tell by the inflation and everything.
You really can, and they put that much money in
for the COVID payments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just like when they do that, it's not like there's not going to be a ramification or repercussion from that. So,
right.
So it, basically what happened was 3 years ago or right at the beginning of this whole COVID thing, that's when we expected as real estate agents that everything was going to hit the fan. Mm-hmm. Well, it just never did. it never hit the fan. So we're just left here going, okay, is it going to happen this year? Okay, is it going to happen this year? Okay, is it going to happen this year? And the only thing that we had to do, for some people, it made us better because we had to show up for work and we had to deal with a lot more things that we didn't have to deal for. Different ways houses were being shown. Different ways we marketed, lots more remote listing appointments on Zoom. So everybody knows how to use Zoom. Yeah. I mean, yeah, just so everything was changed. But what really changed was, again, the lack of inventory, the speed at which homes sold, the amount of offers per home, the amount of showings per home. My administration staff, and bless them, have been through the ringer. Imagine you're getting one or two offers before the pandemic, up to 15, 20, 25. I think our craziest one was 27 on a piece of land out in Alberton, you know, mm-hmm. which, you know, beautiful creek from. But so that's 20 offers I got to review with a seller versus one or two. What causes more work for them, you know? But they put through that. I mean, my gosh, we've had 700 showings this year on our listings. Or something crazy like that. It was 650 a few weeks ago, so I'm assuming it's right around 7. But it's just what's happening is, and this is in the trenches data, we're losing massive amounts of buyers.
Because of the rate increase.
Yeah, they cannot afford the gas, they can't afford the food, they can't afford nearly 6% interest rates right now, you know, from 2.625, more than doubling. And some of the buyers are just giving up, some of them. So they estimate we've lost 30 to 35% of the buyer pool in the area.
That's a big chunk.
And how do we equate? Okay, so that's a national statistic. Okay, how does the Jason Baker team know that that's true? Because of the amount of showings that we, you know, and just in the last, about really in the last 30 days is where we're feeling that pinch. The locks have run out. You know, they locked 3 months ago, couldn't find a home. So that 60-day lock that they did ran out. They were at 2.625. The lock runs out. Now they're at 5.5, 5.7. They're just, out.
Bummer.
Yeah. They're out. I mean, they absolutely are out. So less showings per home. That's the big gauge. You can always tell if you're priced right or how the buyers are feeling overall by the, it's the baseline, the bellwether, you know, that's how you know is how many showings are happening on your house. If you're slow, either you're massively overpriced, it's being horribly marketed, or there's just some major indecision in the air. Mm-hmm. When there's major indecision, what happens is they won't go reach anymore. So they're down here. You know, we talked a little bit about this a few shows ago, but we're starting to see the biggest thing that we're seeing right now for the first time. And I recorded a 20-minute session this morning, which means I bored other real estate agents for 20. And I sent it out to 2,000 real estate agents a couple hours ago on dusting off a price reduction script. Because if we've had to reduce two of our properties here in the last couple of weeks, and we haven't done a price reduction literally in over 2 years.
Because you didn't have to.
We didn't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're sitting there with a property, beautiful property out in Alberton, and we got one showing in a month. So what is that? So in the best market, quote unquote, that we've ever had, we're having one showing. You know, I don't just talk about the wins here.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm winning there.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that when that happens, it's my job to have an awkward conversation, say, based on what the buyers are telling us, we're overpriced in every sense of the word. And it's, that why they hire me to
exactly.
have, the, I mean, because what am I going to do? Not say that and let it sit there for 6 months? How good does that look?
When you come down, usually what percentage is it?
That's an amazing question. So when you do a price reduction, yeah, so this is the video I just did, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't talk in thousands of dollars. We try to talk in percentages because that's how buyers are. Buyers aren't like, well, they took $1,832 off that. No, that's that's not what they do. So typically they say if it's crickets, like it's dead crickets, like you get one showing, you know, like give me a cookie, you know, and then they disappear. The cookies are gone. Okay, we're not coming anymore. You've missed by about 10 to 20%.
Oh, okay.
Not 1,000.
I was gonna guess the single digits.
No. So percentage. If you miss completely and there's no showings in this market. Now, it used to be if you had one or two showings and then it shut off, you're probably 5 to 10. But right now, since there's so much pent-up demand for homes still, we're losing that simply because of the rates and stuff. But yeah, that's how you know. Now, if it's steady for the first week that it's on the market, you know, you have 5 or 10 showings, but no offers come, you're probably 3 to 5% off, you know, maybe 5%.
Just a smidge.
Yeah. And if you get a ton, but normally what happens is you get 5 to 10 showings a week right now from 10 to 20, and you'll likely get, you know, you should get a couple, two or three offers, but there's very few of this 10, 15, 20 offer stuff anymore. There's isolated pockets of that, especially in the under 500 price range where there's very few homes.
Yeah.
Because the new average sales price around 5.25. Right, okay. In Missoula. I mean, that's insane. Down the bitter, it's a little more than that.
A little more?
Yep. Over. Yeah, you get a little more acreage.
Pine cone tax?
Yeah. I don't know. Less taxes. I always say, I could see low taxes from my tree stand. So, but yeah, and the inventory is increasing. So, as we talked about earlier in the show, so a buyer who's locked in or a buyer who's afraid, and they also said in this thing with our investment, the investment firm that invested in my parent company, they said that they expect interest rates to go up to 7%. I mean, 7%.
7%.
Holy cow. So, yeah. So just wait a little while longer. You know. Yeah. So the inventory is increasing. The rates are going up. Just wait.
That's enough to make me kind of panic a little bit, though.
Yeah, they do. I don't know. It's like, for me, I'm almost like, boy, I could sure use a more than 5-minute break per week, mm-hmm. You know, because we're running around. There's almost 10 of us now. Just hired another awesome person you'll hear about here over the next couple months. You'll all know who he is. And, we're just waiting for him to get out of jail. No, I'm just kidding. just kidding, everybody. So, but anyways, but no, it's super, it's just been, it's crazy out there. But why is this happening? Rates, inflation, the affordability of goods. We've burnt through all those stimulus funds that we were kind of living off of. And a lot of these businesses were living off of, you know, and thank gosh they got it then. But there's really this humongous bunker up mentality. Let's just wait for this insanity. Like, for instance, if you don't like the current administration, you know, no comment. There could be, people could be waiting for, a different color.
Or the midterms.
Or the midterms.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have this wave.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I'm not waiting for that or anything. Yeah. So, but there still is opportunity. I mean, big time. I mean, you can still get multiple offers. Mm-hmm. I don't think for long. I think, Casey, what we lose right now is that 50, 100, 150 over asking price. Yeah. So it's like, I believe over the next 1 to 2 months, you're just going to see them selling for right at asking price. That's what I believe.
Which still ain't terrible, though.
It's not terrible. Because normally, in a normal year, it's 95, 96%, something like that, of asking price.
And you have less fights in your front yard.
There's no fights. It's really good. Your homeowner's policy really likes that. There's no ambulance. There's not an ambulance coming there every day, you know. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So it's really good. But you still have a window to still have multiple competing offers in Netmore. That's for sure. Now, how do you play that if you're a seller? Well, here's how you play it. You sell it high, and you still can, because it still is limited inventory, even though it's four times more. It's still half what we were three years ago, right? So the fact is you can still say, hey, I'd like to stay here for 3 or 4 months. Lock your rate in if you can, for as long as you can. If you're financing, if you're just paying cash, it obviously makes no difference. But the fact of the matter is you're going to have way more to choose. Sell now at the highest you possibly can. You're going to have way more to choose from when you go look. And you're going to be able to stay in the house. And you're not going to have a contingency when you go buy, which no seller in the world wants to see on purpose.
Right.
Like, oh, I'm only taking offer if they have 12 houses to sell. Said no one ever.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there is. So again, if you're interested in netting more, I think right now is probably be a smart time. I mean, because is a buyer going to offer you more or less? So if the interest rate's 5.5 now, which everyone's like, oh, it's so high. You think they're going to offer you more money when their rate's 7.5 or 7?
No.
No.
No. Yeah. Because that's already, they got eaten up by the rate.
Yeah. They're like, oh, the only way I can afford that house is if I offer $100,000 less. You know, that's really what it comes down to, right? Like, all jokes aside. But, and then also you could buy when the rates are lower, like I just said. And right now, one of the best, the best ways to beat inflation is owning real estate and holding like an investment property, right?
Right.
Because rents are not going down anytime soon. That's for darn sure.
No.
No. So if you own an investment property, you're renting that, that's only going to continue to go up.
Yeah.
You know, because more and more people are going to sell and go into renting. Just because they want to capitalize on the market and looking for something in term. So we expect rents to continue to rise.
Hmm. All right. Well, Jason, we got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, do you have a featured home of the week?
I do have a featured home of the week. Don't fall over. Yes, sir. We actually took 6 listings so far.
Oh, good. All right, cool. Yeah. So when we come back, we'll talk about our featured home of the week with more Real Estate Revolution Radio right after this.
Hey, if you're even thinking of selling your home, well, you need to know all of your options. That's why there is one source that I look to for the best advice on the local real estate market. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. You've been doing this a long time. What options do you have available that maybe other agents do not?
Sean, we have a team of 9 people whose sole job is to impress our clients and provide the best experience. You have 9 people working towards making you happy and making you more money. Also, we're always hiring talented people to join our growing team so we can help more families buy or sell.
I love the idea. How does that affect the bottom line if I'm selling?
Think of a pilot. Does he take reservations, load luggage, and serve drinks? No, he's flying the plane to the destination. Our amazing admin team handles the details while we sell. We spend all of our time selling. We get hundreds of leads per month from our marketing, and we need more great agents right now.
As always, thanks for the update. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, as always, we like to do a featured home of the week, and we have some on the market this week.
Yeah, I know. Don't make fun of me. Don't rub it in. I'm working my butt off day and night to find these listings for these buyers. I've got them taken, but I'm helping. This was one where the gentleman called me up, and he's a veteran, and I love me some veterans, you know. And what we did was there was some stuff that had to be done to the house. We always talk about, and you hear Peter talking about, and we talk about on the show, our concierge program.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this person needed 4 or 5 things done. Front steps, rear steps. There is a leak in the bathroom, which we're disclosing fully here to everybody else. And it's also on our disclosures, which we fixed, but it messed up a little bit of the, it was brand new. It's not something that's been there forever with mold or anything like that. So it just happened. He had a backup. So we fixed that for him. We had the plumber come in. So all told, I've helped this, amazing human with $6,000 or $7,000 out of our company's pocket that at closing he'll reimburse me for with not one penny of interest so that we could get this thing on the market. Because there's no way you could do that before. But no. It's located at 3906 Courts in Steve I.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, and it's almost 4,100 square feet.
Holy cow.
It's a humongous house. It's $539,900 and there you go.
That's
and I want to sell it.
For Stevensville, like we say, that's like the Goldilocks zone.
But it's unbelievable. Yeah, it's up off of Airport Road. It's just unbelievable
views.
And it's on a couple acres.
Cool.
And it's fenced.
Huh.
Let's do this.
Can I make an offer right now?
You absolutely can.
I'm just kidding.
You absolutely can. Because I'm half blind, I always make sight unseen offers. Okay, so yeah.
Well, what was the address again?
Yeah, it's 3906 Courts Lane, Stevensville, up off Airport Road.
Okay,
yeah.
So you can look that up on the website.
Absolutely, yeah. JasonBakerTeam.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom.
Okay.
And you'll see it.
Is there anything else? We got a couple of minutes here before we're done with the show. Is there something else you want to touch on?
No, let's end early. No, I'm just kidding. No. That'd be funny. Like 2 minutes of just. So, yeah, we have a seller seminar. Okay, so we're going to be going over, and it's going to be live forum on Zoom.
Oh, cool. Okay.
6:30 at night on June 22nd, and I'm going to be announcing next week the links where people can sign up. Our listeners can come and listen to that. We're going to go over exactly what's going on in the market because this is changing by the week. And then we're going to go over marketing plan, things to do to get your house ready. And then we're going to go over ways to net more money. And then, of course, you know, there's going to be a little sales pitch at the end, you know, because I just love helping sellers. So you don't make fun of me for not having a house of the week. Yeah. Well, and then the other thing, too, is we're doing JBT bingo. We're having a bingo night for our past clients, friends, and vendors that we use. Okay. And you can always become one of my past clients before this happens.
Yeah.
This is June 8th, jbtbingo.com. Sign up if you're a past client, friend, family, vendor. You can even sign up. You call bingo. You can do it.
Yes. No problem. Yeah. All right. So if you want to get a hold of Jason, he's always interested in talking to you. So you can always call Jason at.
And I've never bitten anyone.
Not yet.
Yeah. 406-552-4443.
All right, Jason. If you missed any of our previous shows, you know, you can always go back and listen to our shows via News Talk KGVO on demand. You can listen to all the shows, including some of the shows we were talking about today.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've mentioned that before. I remember there was
we're
a show
biased.
A month ago.
We thought they're really good.
You can listen to them on demand with our podcast. It is newstalkkgvo.com. Until next week, Jason, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, man.